This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. New lanes will open along an 18-mile stretch of Interstate 25 south of Denver next month. The South Gap Project between Monument and Castle Rock adds an express lane in each direction and wildlife crossings. Governor Polis says the project is under budget and opening nearly a year ahead of schedule.
And what was once an aging part of our infrastructure is now ready for today's and tomorrow's Colorado. These life-saving safety improvements will reduce traffic.
The new lanes will have tolls on them, but they'll be free until at least next summer. Starting today, Coloradans can get access to monoclonal antibody treatments to treat COVID-19 without a doctor's referral. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Any person in Colorado with a positive test can call the state to determine whether they're eligible for monoclonal treatment and sign up for an appointment if one is available. Some doctors have complained the treatment is hard to find, though. The governor's changes to the rules comes when hospitals are strained by a flood of both patients with coronavirus and those needing other care. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Workers for the meal kit delivery company HelloFresh in Aurora have decided not to form a union. Workers voted almost two to one against the move. The National Labor Relations Board confirmed the results. Pro-union organizers had hoped to form the first union in the growing meal kit delivery industry. This is CPR News.